Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast.
We're two sisters on a mission to entertain
and educate by learning from women who live a purpose-driven life.
Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast. Today we have our most exciting guest we've ever had to date on the podcast. Deborah Baker Surge, our divine mother, and it's extra special today because she is turning 70 today.
The big 70. Welcome, Mom.
Welcome, and thank you for having me on your podcast.
You're welcome.
So we want to hear 7 things that you've learned in your 70 years.
Wow, I've got a lot to tell you. The first lesson I learned is to be optimistic about the future and be friendly and keep a smile on your face, because no one should be able to steal your joy, and enjoy every moment. And number 2 would be, realize that you are never alone and the universe will give you all that you ask for. And then...
it's good, Mom.
If you want to change your world, do small deeds of kindness. Because, I mean, there's people you can't really make a big difference, but you can be nice to everyone you come across, like open the door for people, and it makes you feel more connected.
Yeah, definitely.
And then... sometimes you might not get what you think you want, but I have learned that if you are patient and stay grateful for what you do have already, that you will live a happier life.
I know, we're crying in here. Jeez, Mom. Now we know why we're always crying on the podcast.
And I realized that I'm in control of my happiness. When I wake up every day, I choose to be happy. I say, thank you, God, for this beautiful day.
Were you always like that, or did you just, when did you figure that
pretty
out?
Pretty much, but I would let life kind of affect me more. And it's like, why don't they like me? And, you know, I'd internalize things. And now I really learned just to let it go, because... mm-hmm. If someone else says something mean to you or something, that's not really my problem. That's some insecure person being rude, you know? Yeah. So I've learned to just let that stuff go. I don't even let it affect me. I just walk away. And so then number 6 out of 7, it says, I use affirmations like, I love myself in the mirror, and you're going to have a great day, or everything always works out for me.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, and it's true, because everything has worked out so beautifully. And number 7 is that most important is slow down and enjoy each moment. Because life is so beautiful. And be grateful for what you have and your beautiful family. I love you guys.
Love you, Mom. Is that seven? Seven.
Can we redo seven?
Seven. Seven lessons in 70 years. Did you do seven? I feel like you just said seven. Three.
I think I did seven.
What about dogs?
Well, dogs are what makes me the most happy. I mean, dogs, cats, squirrels, bunnies. I mean, animals are just so sweet. They're pure love.
That's true.
So.
All right. Well, what makes you feel most alive?
Well, when I turn on the Girl Powerful podcast and I hear these beautiful people that you're interviewing and your knowledge, and I'm so proud, and then I feel so alive. I feel so happy because I had something to do with bringing you to this world.
Because she gets a little credit.
I get some credit.
She's like, point.
She gives herself some credit.
Point Debbie. All right. Well, happy birthday, Mom. We love you.
I love you. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Okay, so that was sweet. Sonia and me and my mom had just had lunch in Eagle, Idaho for my mom's 70th birthday. And the seven things she learned over 70 years were pretty cute. A couple things stood out to me. I really liked the affirmations, and I know my mom truly does lean on them and positive thinking. She's actually one of the most positive people I know. Sometimes to the point where you're like, hey, Mom, reality, like, this isn't the best situation. But that's her prerogative, right? And like she said, like, don't steal my joy. So you just let it go. But yeah, affirmations, like she said, are so powerful for bringing you back to the present moment, bringing you back to your worth. The Girl Powerful card deck actually is always on my mom's dining room table. And I was over there yesterday and she like taps it, you know, like, hey, look what I have here. But I know she loves it. And I just can't even imagine being 70. Like, I'm 37 and it's just like, wow, this is crazy. I feel old. So I don't know what 70 would even feel like. But it seemed like the takeaway from spending some time with my mom today was, like, just enjoy the ride and, like, choose nice people, choose to be happy, do the things you like to do. My mom was joking, but she kind of is, like, silly like us and said, why don't we send people flowers when they're alive? Like, why do we wait for their funeral to talk about them and stuff like that? So I feel like that's a nice sentiment too, to remember to tell people you love them, make them feel special now. Funerals are such a weird thing. Like, Tommy's grandma just passed away and it's like, do you go to the funeral? She's not there. I lost my grandma last year and it's just like, they're not at the ceremony, so why? You should have spent that money and that time on a trip to see them when they were still kicking. I don't know. Life. But back to affirmations, I mean, I know in really stressful situations, like when I was taking a real estate exam almost 2 years ago, I was having so much anxiety, and I know, like, we just had Valerie Green on talking about not saying I'm anxious, but the anxiety was there. I don't label myself an anxious person. I have anxious moments, but I was like almost paralyzed. And by using affirmations and having reminders from Sonia and my mom, you know, to take a deep breath, You know the stuff. You studied. You are prepared. All those kinds of words that make you feel more confident and grounded are something that you're always able to share with yourself to soothe yourself. And then you get the outcome that you want. Like when you let anxiety and negative thinking take over, you kind of lose out. You lose out on life. You lose out on the moment. You lose out on just feeling like the good feelings that life has to offer. And I know that's what my mom's all about, is like, is this fun? Does this taste good? Is Hugo here? That's her dog. Like, it's always like a fun factor. But who says that's wrong? Like, why don't we lean into the fun and the joy in life? It's too short. No one knows what's on the other side. We all have our beliefs, and no one's right or wrong. But it's like, all we do know that we have is this moment. So celebrate it. Celebrate yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. Those small acts of kindness turn into big acts of kindness. Like my mom mentioned, opening the door for people, holding the door for people. I like it. I know everyone is like, I can open my own door and all that kind of stuff. It's like, if a man let the door slam on you, that's extremely rude. And why would you like want that to be your thing? It's like, I mean, I'm a pretty progressive person, but it's just manners and like human kindness to be kind to someone, not gender specific, like open the door for people, be a little more patient and like let them go through. It's that simple. The world's gotten so weird lately. Small things that I like to do for people. I don't know. This week was someone else's birthday and I spent the time to write them a card, a handwritten note, and they thought that was the nicest thing ever. And maybe it was. I love receiving cards and gifts like that too. So I think sometimes you have to zoom out and say, maybe like, what do I need this week? And then you give it to someone else and the universe will pay you back. The universe will always pay you back. So happy birthday, Mom. Happy birthday, Debbie Surge. Happy birthday, any Gemini babies out there. We love you, and we hope that you're having a great birthday season. And cheers to many, many more.
I agree with Teddy. That was such a tender moment we had today celebrating my mom on her 70th birthday. We literally were like, Mom, like, what could we do with you to celebrate your birthday that's more on a, you know, a deeper connection? And so we thought of the idea, she's turning 70, so maybe she could give us a little advice on her time on Earth these past 70 years. It was so heartfelt, and happy birthday, Mom. I love you so much. Whenever you said you were always loved, I really felt that coming from you. Growing up, I think anything that was thrown my way, any moment, you know, joy, sadness, freakouts, you know, everything. When I would go and I would turn to my mom, I always felt love and I always felt safe. And that's, those two things are the things that I believe that children are always looking for. And I am blessed and so lucky to have that in my mom. So it was really like, even if I was scared to tell her, or I stayed out late and I shouldn't have been, you know, at a party or a concert or whatever I was up to, I just knew that I could come home and she would talk to me and like hold me and be, or, you know, say it's okay. And it wasn't ever scary being around her. And I think that's a really, really beautiful thing that we have in a relationship, that there aren't really conditions around our love. And you can pretty much hear that through just how she speaks. It's so eloquent and sweet and innocent and pure and coming from her heart. So I just wanted to read this. And I know that not everybody has a parent that can make them feel loved and safe. I wish that upon everybody. But
My mom was for sure a strong warrior. She raised Teddy and I as a single mom and did a, I mean, according to her, she said it herself, a fabulous job. But even if it's, you know, a parent, it's a friend, it's someone else, it's really your own, you know, love that's inside of you. Just know that you aren't alone. So it says, when you can't stop the lightning or calm the crashing thunder, you can look inside your heart where there's hope. So thank you for listening to our sentimental episode today. Mom, I love you. You are amazing. What a gift it is to be your daughter. I hope everyone has a beautiful day. Bye.
Thanks to our guest. For more information on her, see the show notes.
Please hit subscribe if you have not already. That way, a new episode is delivered directly to your feed every week.